so glad I get to see your view.
You're beautiful.
So holy.
You're amazing to me, Father.
So wonderful.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Who you are, I give glory.
Said the Lord. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And let us all say amen. 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 First, giving all praises to God, to Pastor Mathis, I would like to thank him for giving me the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk, because he is responsible for what goes out from behind this desk. To the offices of this church, to Reverend Weston and Reverend Bell, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. And if you would turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, and I will start reading at the first verse. And it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, yes, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes. I would like to use as a subject this morning a living sacrifice. Amen. A living sacrifice. Jesus declares that we have a true heart change. He wants us to move from where we are right now into a deeper and more intimate relationship with Him. God wants us to be sanctified, that is, to be set apart for His service. He wants us to be devoted to Him. God wants us to be sanctified, church, that is, to be set aside for His service. He wants us to be devoted to Him. Everything that we are and has is to be dedicated to the worship and service of God. He wants us to be empowered with His Holy Spirit. He wants us to be a living sacrifice. Christ wants us to bring honor to His name. He wants us, church, to live a life where others know that we belong to God. He wants us to live a life so that others will know that the Holy Spirit resides within us. He wants us to live a life so that others will know that He has control over our lives. He wants us to be a living sacrifice. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Here in the text, Paul is urging the Romans believers to not just surrender their physical bodies to God, but the entirety of their moral existence. In other words, church, God wants everything from our life. He wants our dreams. He wants our desires. He wants our disappointments. He wants all that we have, all that we are, and all that we will become. He wants it all surrendered to Him. He wants a personal commitment from us. He wants us to be a living sacrifice. My brothers and my sisters, what God wants and what God deserves is all our being and all that we have. God wants our heart and our living. He wants us to love Him and to serve Him. He wants all of us. Amen? Amen. We are to give Him praise and give Him obedience. We are to bow down at His altar. We are to work in His vineyard. We are to give Him thanks for what He has already done. We are to give Him thanks for what He is doing for us and what He is going to do for us. What God wants and what God deserves is all our being. He wants us to be a living sacrifice. He wants our time. He wants our talents. He wants our thanks. And He wants our tears. He wants our praise. He wants us to give Him praise in the pews. He wants us to give, to be a witness everywhere we go. My brothers and sisters, God wants us to be a living sacrifice. My brothers and sisters, all that God gives to you, He wants you to be willing to give back to Him. So if God gives you a blessing, He expects you to give him some praise. If he does something to help you, he expects you to tell somebody what he has done. God wants all that you have. Has God done anything in here for anybody lately? Let's give him something back. Let's give him some praise. Let's give him some praise right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know that some of you think you have done a lot and that you have done enough.
Come on.
Just because you don't do what you used to. You think God should be satisfied with the little you do. And since you no longer hang out at the club, you think God is satisfied with you staying home. Just because you quit some bad habits, you don't see the need to take up the cross. And just because you stop gossiping, you think that makes up for you not giving him praise. Just know this morning, church, God does not need us. We need him. And he is worthy of all the glory and all of the honor. And he is worthy to be praised. God wants all of you and all that you have. He doesn't just want a piece of you. He wants all of you. He doesn't want a part of your life. He wants all of your living. He's not satisfied just because you don't sin like you used to. He wants you to serve him like you should. He wants all of you and all that you have. He wants you to be a living sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
I know many of us have given a lot, and some of you have given even more. I know there are some who have gone the extra mile and made the sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
And yet, the word of God declares that God wants more.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hear me this morning, church. All of us, and when I say all of us, I mean all of us, have shortchanged God, young and old alike. So don't sit there and act all holy, because all of us have cheated God. If the book was open this morning, we would all come up short. For the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My brothers and my sisters, the message to you this morning is that God's goodness is greater than our obedience.
Yeah.
God has done more for you than you have attempted for him.
That's right. Yes, sir.
God has been more faithful to you than you have had faith in him. He trusts us more with his stuff.
Yeah.
Then we trust him with our lives.
Yes, sir.
He has put more in our hands than we are willing to give back to him.
Come on now.
God wants all of our beings and all that we have.
That's right.
There's a song that says, whatever you need, God's got it. But I came to tell somebody this morning that whatever you have, God wants it. I don't care how much you have or how little you possess. God wants it. I don't care if you live in a mansion on a hill or you live in a shack in the hood. God wants it. You can have a PhD or you can have a GED. You can drive a Mercedes or you can ride a bicycle. Whatever you have, wants it. Whoever you are and whatever you have, God wants it. He wants you to be a living sacrifice. He wants all of you and all that you have. Can I get a witness?